to your knees.
Well, Captain Cook was a great sailor. He discovered paradise. He said, take me to your leader. I got gifts of blue and lice. And then he told them to pay taxes. And they ate him with corn and rubber.
Oh, yes, yes.
Shout out to Frank DeLima.
Wow, that's awesome. Frank DeLima, nice.
Yeah. Genius of Hawaiian comedy. Genius of Hawaiian comedy. A giant.
Yes, only I would know him. Yeah, nice. That was a surprise. You said you were going to surprise me, and you did surprise me. That was awesome. Bravo.
I try to deliver when I make a promise.
Good delivery. Nice. Oh, man.
For those that do not know, this is Ken's Corner. And yet again, Ken and I are here to try to bring a little bit of fun, but also to deal with the subjects that are going around in the world today. Ken, let's begin. Gleason's Gym, is that like Jackie Gleason or...
No, it's about during his time. It's been around a long time. It's in Brooklyn, New York, and I went there a long time ago. Got to spar with a whole bunch of people about 20 years ago, and all I got was this darn T-shirt. No, just joking. And all my dad got me was a T-shirt. But Gleason, yeah, it's a classic. I'm pulling up my bottom of my closet now. I'm still on row one. I'm on the fourth. Yeah, I have three rows. I have so many shirts. I'm just going through each one. So,
well, God willing, maybe I will get to see the vast.
You will. You're coming out here next week, my friend. I love it.
Yes.
Love it. We got lots of places to go. Yes, we got lots of places to go. We got some dinner places. Everything's all planned up. You and your pops coming out here. Love it.
That's right.
Love it.
Now, we're going to go ahead and go through some comments this week.
Yeah. We've got quite a few.
We do. We're going to start with Tim Bach, 1965. Jordan won't speak out against same-sex parenting as he is a big friend of Dave Rubin. In fact, Dave states that touring with Jordan was the strongest influence on him leaving the left and being red-pilled. Also, Dave has a good relationship with Ron DeSantis. When Dave and his husband, David, were expecting babies for two surrogates, Ron sent them baby grow. It's true. There are more homosexuals outspoken conservatives, Douglas Murray and Peter Whittle in the UK, who are ardent supporters of Israel. That was Tim Bach. Now, this next one is from KIS1. Thank you, God, unto all things. Thank you, Ken and Jay, for your take on current events. Thoughts and prayers for you, your family, Ken, and your dad. Dad's passing. JBP interview with the Alberta Premier is not surprising. Her details just don't add to conservative anything. Her province is the most aggressively and genetically jabbing newborn babies. The first leader to mention peace and safety in a speech, red flag. Then cutting firefighting budgets in the tens of millions before an international tourist town, Jasper, burned completely. Sick and sad, of course, no money from Prime Minister to fight the devastation, all gone to the Ukraine. Be watchful, brothers and sisters in Christ. The upright love thee. And I had to throw this one in. Matt 24 says, high school, I was in drama, and I was O'Brien in the school's play 1984.
Oh,
now
my gosh.
What a great character.
Oh, my gosh. What a great. Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
Matt 24, I salute you.
Yes, yes. Wow. Wow.
He adds, now I see that my character was the people behind the current administration.
Oh, my gosh.
Was only 40 years off. God bless you guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've said it many times. I will say it again. I never thought, because I am a rabid Orwell fan. I have read 90% of his books, and yeah. I never thought that I would read 1984 and then live through it.
Yes. Yes. And it's coming fast, man. It's coming fast. I mean,
it's here. We're going to talk about a story today, Ken. I mean, it's taken right out of the pages of 1984. Literally, we have a minister of truth.
Yes.
From absolutely. The ministry of truth coming up.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The mini truth.
That guy, he could go in. Yeah. Then definitely he looks like it too. Definitely. But I digress. We'll get to it. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Now that's the comments I have. There's one more comment that we have, but I think he deleted his comment, he or she. It was a comment basically saying, I hope Jay's wrong about Kamala Harris being president.
Yeah.
I just would like to go on the record really quick. I hope I am wrong.
Me too.
I hope that I am completely off base and everybody can call me a fool for thinking this.
Yes. Yes. In fact, I was watching, what's his name? Oh man, I watch his interviews every week, and he bet 1,000 ounces or no, 100 ounces of silver. It's a bet, 100 ounces. So what is that? $30. So let's say
$30.
Yeah, $30. So
$3,000.
$3,000. So he bet that Kamala would win, and he said, "Trust me, I'm just betting what I think. I'm not betting what I like." You know, so. And that's exactly what both you and I are saying. I mean, I think she's going to win. I think they're going to cheat. I just think that they're just not going to let him in. They're not going to let Trump in.
I think there's too much at stake.
Yeah, there is.
I think
there is. Plus, I think we're under judgment. I think we're under judgment. So I think that continues.
I think they both play into that, but I definitely think, we are under God's judgment, I believe. And then on top of that, given the way that Israel is going now and the Ukraine with the escalations on both sides, the military industrial complex cannot afford to have anyone but their person in that position.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's just going to be sad. It's going to be really sad. So
this is going to take the entire country down. If you elect Kamala Harris.
Absolutely. I got about a page of notes on the walls, and I'm sure everybody knows partially what's going on with his history, but he's just an interesting, let's say he's a character. He's a character.
A character right out of a novel where we're talking about mentally ill people.
Or one of the sloth, or what are those beings that are in the Lord of the Rings?
Oh, the ring wraiths, or
I just saw one of the fights recently. We just were watching one of the Lord of the Rings, and it was just I just saw all these evil evil people attacking.
Oh, one of the orcs.
The orcs, yes, he's an orc. Yes, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's an orc. Probably an orakai, a human orc hybrid.
Oh,
to show my nerdiness right there.
Oh my gosh, is that real? Is that real, an orakai?
The orakai are the creations of Sauron. Yes, Sauron created them to be replaced the goblins.
Wow, I did not know. Wow, yeah. Well, you are nerdy. Yeah, definitely.
Recovering dungeon master from long ago.
Oh wow, you're one of those. Okay.
I was definitely one of those for a very long time.
Yeah, we kind of meet in the middle now. When I was like an idiot sports guy, and now I'm studying, and then you were like a gamer, and then now you're studying, and now we meet in the middle with all this. It's good.
The only reason I ever studied sports was to bet on it back in my days in the world.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. Oh, man.
That's the only time I would watch sports, too.
Wow. Learn a lot about you today.
Yeah, so I'm giving up too much. But let's go ahead and get to the first subject.
Let's digress. Real quick, I'm going to have everybody like, comment, share. That way YouTube will push it out and Rumble and everybody else. So just keep liking, commenting, sharing. You guys, comments are awesome. And you can see we answer every comment. So awesome. Keep it going.
Absolutely. And just wanted to remind you that, you know, you can find us on Twitter. You can find us on Rumble. You can find us on YouTube. And please, if you have a chance, share mm-hmm. Ken's Corner with someone you know that cares about the truth in their news and that wants something that is not backed up by billionaires by any means. In nope. fact, we have very little funding in the way of funds. But
it's just me and you and a lot of paper.
and Ken does his best to make sure you have the up to date latest news, and we try to sift through it, both of us.
Yeah. But there's so much though. I pick what I think might be interesting. What I can see is possible little scores of intel that will tell the future. So anyway. Yeah.
Now, this piece of news, prophecy alert. We are starting to see it inching closer and closer. Hezbollah fired some rockets and they made it through the Iron Dome, escalating this conflict between Iran and Israel.
I heard that the Iron Dome does not protect unpopulated areas. So I don't know how that works, but I just know that the bombs were hitting. We didn't see, there was just one news channel that showed it. And, but although America is sending support, firepower, unless God is going to help, that's all the other help isn't going to make much of a difference. I'm just saying, unless God helps, unless the Lord protects. So we already know the end of the story, and it doesn't mean Israel isn't going to go through some stuff. So, but we're just keeping an eye on it. But that just started today. That just started, the bombing started this morning. So, wanted to update that.
This is while I believe the U.S. is sending more naval ships into the Persian Gulf and into the Middle East.
And in submarine too, they sent the oh my gosh, is it the not the Reagan, they sent something else. I'm trying to think. I can't think right now.
Do you remember that ship that was the coal?
Yes, that's going back there. They're sending the coal. Yeah. And then didn't like the guys, they raise them, the Sukhoi 35 or whatever, they were raising them for like an hour and a half or something like that. And that was in the Black Sea, and they got out of Dodge, man. And I think five or six commanders from that ship resigned. They're like, we don't know what Russia has to turn us off like that. But it was weird. It was crazy. Yeah, that was a coal. So, hey, send them right back in.
Not only that, but if you remember the last time the coal was in the Mediterranean, it was attacked by a speedboat with explosives, I believe, in near Syria.
I forget that. Yeah. Wow. Yeah,
that was back in the early 90s. The coal was attacked and disabled, which started a whole other conflagration in the Middle East during that time. So just in time for yet another
conflagration.
Well, just in time for you to paint a target on American soldiers.
Man, that's a crazy
world we live in. But even crazier is J.J. Carroll's new documentary.
Yes. And the federal government is now the enemy of the people. They are trying to fundamentally transform the United States of America. So the U.S. government is the world's largest sex trafficking organization. That was a crazy. This is from the documentary, and he did an interview, and I just took some notes on it. But this is evil, and it needs to be exposed. So they're trying to hide Harris's affiliation with this disaster. She was the border czar, and it was on purpose. Come on. And what Biden and Harris, have completely and utterly destroyed the southern border, which has effectively destroyed America. So I'm just, you look at what's going on in Britain right now, and you can see it coming here. Within 4 years of their administration, 12 million illegals have been arrested and released into the U.S. Another 18 million, so that's 30 million altogether, have absconded through the open border. They have descended to the U.S. Border Patrol 80%. They have decimated the U.S. Border Patrol to 80% of the border at any given time is not covered. That's crazy. Then we look at the southern border. We also have to look at the northern border. Check this out. There's 5,400 miles on the northern border. I didn't know that. I could tell that it was long, but that's a lot. That's a lot. There are less than 1,500 agents patrolling that. 5,400 miles. So if you want to know what will happen to America, just look at the UK right now. This is judgment. It's anyway. So proportionally, Europe is allowing less amount of people into their nation than we are. We have 50 million illegal aliens. That's one in six residents in the U.S. is illegal. So I'm going on. So what happens in Europe takes 3 to 5 years to get here. But I think that's accelerated. I think it's going to be within 18 months, especially if Harris and Walls get into office. It's going to be just accelerated like beyond. You will see riots in the streets. Why? The economy is going to crash. There's going to be no more money. There will be 50 million illegals will go on the streets needing fed, food, clothing, and housing. And so they will take yours, So you have nothing but beta males in Europe, and you get the same thing here in America. You can see it. So if you have tens of millions of men in America that are used to wars and have war-torn lives, they are not going to just sit docile and allow us to dictate as slave masters over them what they can and can't do. So we can see law enforcement just ignoring all the signs. And this is a federal level of Biden and Harris administration on high essential stand down. So it's nuts.
I've been reading once again, going through Judges 6, 7, and 8. In fact, I'm doing a Bible study on Thursday. And one of the things that really strikes me is the Midianites, they come in and they take everything that the Israelites stored, their grain, their animals. They were like locusts coming into the land and spoiling it. And it all started with turning away from God. Yeah. And in the same way you look at what's going on in Western countries, as they continue to flee from the word of God, continue to flee from the knowledge of God, this is, you see the people that are coming in are like locusts. Now, I'm not saying that all of them fit into this mold, but I'm saying some of the immigration that's being used by the globalists to basically put everything into chaos.
Yeah.
These are people who will never become part of the great melting pot that is America. Want to fundamentally change America to suit what they're used to.
Well, look at what Biden did when he first came in. He signed 94 executive orders on day one, right? And then he signs 296 executive orders in the first year, all on immigration. That's nutso. How many they just changed it? Yeah. It was planned. So we think this is nothing new. This is what they planned. This is a plan. So, So if Walls and Kamala get in, which I think they will, and illegally or whatever, just like Biden, I think he wasn't truly elected. He was selected.
A very valid point. Speaking of Kamala Harris,
yes, this is a gaslight beyond gaslight. Show this. Oh my gosh.
Kamala Harris has spent decades fighting violent crime. As a border state prosecutor, she took on drug cartels and jailed gang members for smuggling weapons and drugs across the border. As vice president, she backed the toughest border control bill in decades. And as president, she will hire thousands more border agents and crack down on fentanyl and human trafficking. Fixing the border is tough. So is Kamala Harris.
I'm Kamala Harris, and I approve this message.
This message.
If I may. I would like to translate that, okay? First of all, I'm going to start at the beginning. As a prosecutor in a border state, she did nothing to stop the illegal immigration of Mexico. She supported a bill that would bring thousands of new border agents. Yeah, these border agents will be people that, are DEI. They will definitely maybe have different genders that we're not used to. They will identify as people who want to process rather than, detain and verify. They will be a little bit more tolerant of many cultures. And then finally, I would like to say Kamala Harris has been probably in my time being alive, the only one I can think of being more comical was maybe Quayle at certain times.
Yeah.
Dan Quayle was pretty goofy, but Kamala kind of buries him with that cackle that sounds like,
oh my gosh,
right out of Macbeth. It's like, I want to see her going, boil, boil, toilet.
I thought she was supporting decriminalizing illegal immigration and abolishing ICE. Sadly, 50% of Americans will believe this. Sadly. And it's a Romans 1 mind. We go through Kamala at the end. I just wanted to give a little tease here.
Yeah, this a little is crazy. Tease. Yeah.
Yeah. We got three or four Kamala things at the end just because they're relevant. But they're running one of the most dishonest political ads in U.S. history. I mean, that's straight up lies right there.
Yeah, there was nothing truthful that I saw in that promotion.
No.
Whatsoever.
No. You know, if you believe it, that you're just a different level. Wow.
Okay. Now this one. I'm just going to very clearly state these are COVID-like. They're not actual COVID lockdowns. They're COVID-like lockdowns that are being proposed on the basis of the health of the immigrants in Great Britain. Talk to me a little bit about that, Cam.
Politicians call for COVID-style lockdowns to address unfolding civil war. That was a quote in immigration towards Great Britain. As I reported last week, Britain is plunging into violence with mass protests and rioting after the knife attack left three kids dead. They just had one of the funerals for one of the kids. It's so sad. It's just, man. So his name is Axel Rudicabana. He's a 17-year-old suspect rumored circulating. He's a Syrian migrant, and they were like trying to play down the Muslim thing as much as possible. He's become the poster child for this uprising. Angry Brits are gathered all across the country to make their voices heard, to finally protest against the migrant invasion. And I think it's a bit too late. As long as people fall for this crisis in the same way they fell for COVID, the British government should have no problems doing whatever it wants in the name of public health and public safety. And we can see it here, man. The powers that be are starting to, refugee crisis by destroying the county. They're destroying every country, not just us, but we are just getting the brunt of it. The governments will try to use illegals as imported voters who will support them. And if they have government backing, which they do. So, and we see the credit cards that they have and they have $5,000, $10,000 on them, whatever.
They're bought and paid for by the state.
Yeah. And then they're in the best hotels and there's people interviewing them. There's this lady in London, I forget I was on Twitter and I just saw her and she was interviewing these guys and they're like, oh, the food's crappy, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you get three meals a day. This is a 5-star, 4-star hotel and they're getting to stay there for free. It's nuts. It's crazy. And it's happening here. You know, little by little, it's happening here. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I personally, rather than putting them in 5-star hotels, I think every politician that rubber stamps this kind of stuff, every bureaucrat that rubber stamps this stuff, they should give up their homes.
Yeah, done. Yeah, just go and and give them an address of where to go. Here's where you get to stay. Yeah,
this is your new home.
Yeah, this is your new home. Yeah, we enjoy our new home.
Yes, I'm sure they would.
Yeah.
Also. You know, as we're talking about this, as we're talking about the judgment for abandoning Christian values, and now we're seeing the immigration coming in like locusts, but also being used against the people. The world, as you said, is running headlong into judgment.
Yeah.
Nothing speaks more to this point than not only the opening of the Olympics.
Yeah.
Now the close of the Olympics.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It was crazy. The cringe. What were you saying? I didn't see the close. I just saw pictures of, and, you know, you couldn't really show it. Obviously on Twitter, you get your taken off, but what was it? Who was descending? Yeah, we saw the opening. We saw the apocalyptic horse, you know, running through, you know, on the what's the river? The
sand.
The same river. Yeah. And so we saw him running so I saw a picture of some demonic thing lowering down and he was,
It's basically, it was kind of mimicking, in Isaiah, I saw him fall. I saw Satan fall like a
lightning. Yeah. And that's what somebody had said. Yeah. Somebody said just like Isaiah. Yeah. So and Satan, then
there was, with some of the architecture of the stage, you could see pentagrams. You could also see kind of like a transhumanism. If you really want to get really deep into the weeds on this, there's a website by another Christian brother, RSE.
RSE, okay.
Yeah, and he does a great breakdown of the symbology of the closing ceremony.
All right, RSE. I gotta write that down. I'm gonna do that because I would like to see that. I didn't get to see it because obviously they didn't show it. And I don't know if he'd be allowed to show it. Would he be allowed to show it?
He basically was able to show stills.
Okay. Ah, man, I can't believe they shut it down. They shut down everybody. But anyway, I just wanted to go off on a little bit of a rant, but you know, Romans 1:28, the Bible isn't kidding. All right. When it says, just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind. So this is a judgment. Okay. The opening ceremonies of several recent Olympics. So it's not just this Olympics. It was the last Olympics. The Olympics before have been religious events. All right. Exalting man and demonic while demeaning God. We all saw the pale horse running up the sin. So the river saying, so judgment is coming to the world. God said it and you can count on it. Okay. So the ugly aspect of the Olympic Games should not surprise us. They should make us weep just as Jeremiah wept for the children of Israel. So, you know, no one wants to be a prophet of doom, right? Especially me. I'm more of a joker, but when we need to tell the world judgment is coming, human beings can ignore him for a while or try to mock him. They can rage against him or they can turn to him and be greeted with open arms. That was one of the best quotes I've ever read. So we must tell people we are God's ambassadors to this world. And even if he delays his judgment of the world for a while, every individual life has an expiration date. And I was thinking of 2 Corinthians 6:2 when it says, at the acceptable time I listened to you, and on the day of salvation I helped you. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. All right. So just a great verse. We need to share the good news with other people to know that it's our job to do it. So and just wanted to encourage, you know, people and if you're not saved, give your life to the Lord, man, and just watch what happens.
Today is the day of salvation.
Today is the day of salvation. Exactly. Today is the day. Love it.
Amen.
Love it. Love it. Amen.
To further along this conversation about the world that, running headlong into judgment.
Back to the judgment stage. Hey. That was a brief pause right there of encouragement. So
you're the one who gave me the topics to go
over. Yeah, I know. I just wanted to regress back a little bit before going full blown again. Here we go.
So this next story, this is my favorite airline. This is the airline I just took to Japan. It was a wonderful experience.
Yes.
And
yes.
For you to tell me that the top DEI executive at Delta is getting rid of ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. Now, as a gate announcement. So I don't know how, dude, as part of the equity push. So, yeah, Delta has planned to boldly pursue equity where no airline has gone before. Over the last few years, Delta Airlines has embraced the DEI agenda under the purview of a chief officer that believes the phrase, ladies and gentlemen, isn't inclusive. So DEI social impact officer Kira Lynn Johnson takes it to another level. You know, this is a quote, you know, we're looking at some legacy language that exists in some of our employee manuals. Legacy language.
It's not newspeak.
No, legacy language. So I guess that's another way. So Delta released an inclusive language guide in December 2020, which advised employees and leaders against using terms that reinforce the notion that there are only two genders. So in addition to recommendations for employees' communications, Delta has also pursued a top-down approach to its talent pipeline. So Johnson says, she says, we are going to reimagine and redefine our talent strategy with a focus on being intentional about the representation that we need. All right. That's a bunch of gobbledygook. That's saying nothing. However, some employees have not been comfortable with the changes. Really? So she goes on. Perhaps the greatest challenge has been normalizing these conversations. So I guess it's no, ma'am, yes, ma'am, no, sir, yes, sir, or out. And all I have to say is I just thank you to Delta for publicly letting me know your hiring practice now that I'm not flying anywhere. And the last thing I want is an unqualified DEI hire pilot or DEI hire maintenance worker. So, you know, we see the pilots, Ben,
It always amazes me to look at these people's salary. Person like that is pulling down like probably like $150,000 to $500,000 to speak nonsense.
Yeah.
And literally speak nothing.
Yeah. She gets more. She's head on. She gets $1 million a year easily.
Yeah.
Easily. Ah, ridiculous.
Now, if that doesn't make your blood boil, this next story.
Yeah,
we'll send your This will definitely send your blood pressure through the roof. Whoever is the judge and whoever the prosecutor, may God's judgment come on them swiftly.
Amen. This is brutal. Go for it.
89-year-old death camp survivor is now standing trial. What kind of crime could an 89-year-old Holocaust survivor possibly have done that would justify any prosecution against her? Well, she dared to pray at an abortion clinic.
Yep, in Michigan. And then she's standing trial in a Detroit courtroom. So devout Christian, her name's Eva Edel, E-D-E-D-L, said, government does not have the authority to permit what God forbids, and murder is forbidden by God. But she's this 89-year-old, you know, cutie, and she's got 10, you know, facing 10 years in prison for peaceful pro-life protests. It's crazy. As a little girl, she was sent to a death camp in Yugoslavia, as well as her 10-plus-year prison sentence. She faces hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines, all for peaceful prayer protests outside Michigan abortion centers. So the concentration camp survivor who came close to death by starvation is now standing trial in a Detroit courtroom. So Edel has been arrested dozens of times for a pro-life stance. She calls abortion clinics the modern death camp. Isn't that crazy? After coming to the United States following her harrowing childhood death, right? She would know. Her childhood death camp experience. She was shocked to learn that abortions were being conducted in her new country. So she's been on this for a while. Edel has lived through 13 presidents. Isn't that crazy? 13 presidents in her lifetime. And she said that Joe Biden is the worst of them. Can't even imagine what Kamala is going to be, you know, because she's worse than Joe. So, yeah, she was 100 out of 100. What is it? What was she before? Was she a congresswoman? She was a congresswoman, right?
No, Kamala? She was the prosecutor. Yeah, she was the state prosecutor, and then she was a senator.
Senator. That's it. But she was 100 out of 100 to the left. She was 100 out of 100. But now they're pushing her. We're going to see some clips, man. I can't believe how they're pushing her. Oh, everybody forgot.
I'm going to go ahead and say, if you have some time, this lady's name is Edie.
Eva Edel.
Lift her up in prayers.
Yes, absolutely.
If anyone deserves your prayers, someone who is fighting for the unborn, fighting for the ability to pray in public.
Yes.
She's standing in the gap where many should be. And I thank you, Lord, for a person like that.
Amen. Yeah. She'd be a praying grandma. She'd be a great grandma, huh?
She would be a great grandmother, man.
She would be like you. Your life would be like totally just, you know, you'd be prayed for. Man, my mom was an awesome man. My mom's prayers. Yeah. It's just the only reason I'm where I'm at right now is my mom's prayers. Otherwise, I'd still be radical.
Same, crazy. Same.
Yeah. Same. Yep. Here. Yep. Yep. Love it.
We have this next video, going back. We're going to keep talking about it.
Yeah.
Despite no one else really caring about it. This video has a little bit of language. It's bleeped out, but yet you can still make out what they're saying. But we want you to watch this because there's some very important things said.
It's about a minute and 30 in. So just be patient. It's setting up the context of this guy and where he was. But this is one of the cops outside of the Trump shooting. He went up on the roof, and it's his body cam footage, which was requested by I forget who investigated this, but then they all just went all through Twitter. So, yeah, it's crazy. So just be patient for about a minute 30.
Show him Parker Head, he's right there.
Where is the car going?
Gas closed, bro. Dude, he turned around on me.
What's up? Where's Cat?
He's straight up.
That's what? I don't know what to do.
Yo, you about to hop up. He's laying down. He's on the next building over.
Straight up.
Right after the gap. He's got glasses, long hair. This building. He was on top of this building. The left one. Yeah. I jumped up. The first one. That one. Laying down. There's a gap in between you and there. Yo, Tess, you got me up once. Hit me up again.
Hit me up one.
Bye. Need one more. Ready for the side. Yep, everybody. Ready? What the? Three on him. 2, 3.
Here's the angled roof.
Yeah.
Yeah, the roof that is not safe.
Yeah.
I know.
Yes, we do. Just checking our guys, make sure we're all squared away.
Adrenaline was pumping.
I got you.
All right, I heard some snaps close by us while we were peeling out of there. So just make sure nobody's
fucking close.
Make sure nobody's whacked. We are committed. We are on with the body. But Chris, here we got Sean at. There's a real close snap, dude.
Crew, before you come up here, I popped my head up there like an idiot by myself, dude. He turned around, I dropped and I started pissing. That's how I got somebody up there. I thought somebody was up there. I put my head up here. If you look her, I'll be toast.
There's a water tower in the back.
Shooter, did he have a weapon? Is he?
That was the report. That was a report.
Get on fire. You got up here and wasn't moving. No!
I don't have the command. I called for less lethal. Guys, I'm stopped. Scooped up. Yeah, go to me over.
What's he was?
I told them they need to post the guys. I told them that the Secret Service. I told them that Tuesday. I told them to post guys over here.
I don't want to talk to you.
What?
Kurt, I thought you were supposed to.
No, we're inside.
Now, hold on. Thank you.
And there it is, Ken. There is the important line. I told them on Tuesday. I told them to post someone here.
4 days prior. Isn't that crazy? That's just so frustrating. I can't wait till Jesus comes back,
But according to the mainstream media, nothing to see here.
Open and shut gates. And they start slamming Neil. They start slamming Trump 2 weeks later. They just go back to
go right back. Right back
to the attack. Yep.
Speaking about someone who goes right back to the attack. I mean, fresh from losing, the Trump Russia scandal, the impeachment scandal. Someone who was, all about calling out the Hunter Biden laptop as fake. He's not done yet.
Nope.
To a group of a book club.
Yeah. It was a Washington. I'm pretty sure the Washington D.C. book club. Yeah.
Okay. Jamie Raskin, ladies and gentlemen, what does he propose?
Oh my gosh, he floated a plan to block Trump's election victory to save democracy, right? This guy, so Representative Jamie Raskin has suggested that Democrats are planning to block the certification of the 2024 election if Donald Trump wins. He suggested overturning the election results in order to supposedly save democracy, quote unquote, right? If the Democrats don't get the election results they want. So even if Trump wins, he argued that Congress would disqualify him. So Raskin described the action as a necessary response to the Supreme Court's refusal to disqualify Trump from the ballot. That's crazy. Raskin told the crowd at the Washington, D.C. bookstore that Congress would have to take drastic action. Quote, they want to kick it to Congress. So it's going to be up to us on January 6th, 2025. To tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified. He also said, and then we'll need bodyguards for everyone because of civil war conditions. He actually said that. Democrats have already gone to the incredible extremes to stop Trump from returning to power. They have weaponized the law in an attempt to crush him. After his almost assassination, they were calling him a threat to democracy in a couple of weeks. So I think we only just begun to see the Democrats, what they're going to do. So, that's why I'm calling Kamala, because I just don't think that they're going away. I think they're going to just keep going and going and going. And they're radicalized beyond. They're like Nicaragua.
Roman one's mind.
Roman one's mind. Yeah. You just beyond. Yep.
Now, talking about democracy, something that we are very, very, it's a tradition here in America to make sure that democracy is upheld, that the vote of the people, one vote for one person, that's every voice is heard. But yet here in America, the first all Muslim city council has been exposed. Now, what did they do?
Well, they just got by Project Veritas exposed them, and they're participating in mass voter fraud. Probably won't come up as a surprise to anyone, but because if they're voting Democrat, they're probably cheating, right? Anyway, I digress. So that seems to be the sad reality of today's America, where elections, like the rest of our cherished institutions, have been weaponized by the left. And when a city council is all Muslim, The media calls it diversity as opposed to all white, calls it racist. But I digress. Again, have you ever walked through Dearborn, Michigan? I have. And I, 20 years ago, and it feels like you're in Lebanon. That was 20 years ago. Went to a really good Lebanese food place, though. It was awesome. I was with Benny. And the Muslim communities have expanded far beyond Dearborn. Now they take over the historically Polish city of Hamtramck, where the cheating took place. Hamtramck, Michigan is the first city in the U.S. to be led by an all-Muslim government, a city of mostly Polish Americans for 99 years. Now half of it is Arab. So the first to break this bombshell story, like I said, was Project Veritas. The new Muslim leadership banned the pride flag, which was awesome because everybody on the left was like, what? You can't ban the, you know, so that was the first thing they did. But anyway, so yeah, that's it. That's all. Yeah.
You know, it's no wonder that you have these things occurring. Again, going back to my example of Gideon and the Midianites.
Yeah.
When you have in our next story, a Calvary chapel pastor.
Yeah.
Resigning after trying to sell his church.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? How crazy is that? How crazy is that? So in late July, the congregation of Calvary Chapel, Cary in Apex, North Carolina, was shocked to discover its own church listed for sale online for $11.5 million with a pending buyer. Then it mysteriously, as it appeared, disappeared, and the listing was canceled. Less than a week later, fresh from a five-week sabbatical, Pastor Rodney Finch resigned as senior pastor. Quote, "This is our last Sunday," Finch announced during his morning sermon on August 4th. "Effective today, I'll be saying goodbye." There's been a multiple scandals, a bunch of staff resignations, a shrinking congregation, and an investigation by the Leadership Council of Calvary Chapel Association. Finch confessed finally to the church that he had secretly conspired with the board of elders. That's crazy. As far back as January to find a buyer for the church building and nearby parking lot, keeping it secret until the deal was brokered. But before he could break the news to the congregation found out. Now, here's what's funny. Here's some history. A former assistant pastor wrote that Rodney often used a church credit card without providing receipts and would consistently book first class travel accommodations and paid full-time salaries and benefits for his family. So I guess Finch had a long time struggle with drug addiction as well. He was able to be addicted to drugs for decades. Finally, making the church pay for a expensive rehab program, which he left early. He didn't complete it and walked right back into the pulpit as if nothing happened. Crazy. As the scandals unfold, church attendance dropped from over 2,000 people per week to maybe in the hundreds. So, by the way, his wife's name's Elvira. How's that one?
Oh, the mistress of darkness.
I'm just saying. So why was Finch allowed to stay in the pulpit for 30 years despite all the scandals and the many complaints, 30 years?
Because the elders were getting some payola.
Yeah, they were getting some payola. Yeah. It's. Oh man. So but God's judgment. So I'm watching this blind guy who's called oh my gosh, what's his YouTube channel? Man, my mind's not working. He's a blind guy, and just put blind YouTube channel, and he's reporting weekly on churches being just, God is judging his judgment begins in the house of God. So God is judging. I mean, there's a fall every week. You know, you can see that it's just gaining, momentum.
You know, it's an example of how you can work for 30 years doing good, and one indiscretion can erase every single good deed you ever did.
Well, God finally had enough. He finally had enough, because this guy apparently, addicted to drugs. This guy was given mercy and grace. And mercy and grace, 30 years of mercy and grace.
And he mocked the person.
He mocked the person. Yep. He mocked God. God will not be mocked.
talking about a person who mocks people. Now,
exactly. Oh man!
If you watch this and don't come up with the fact that you are being mocked, well, I don't know what to tell you. Here's a meme for you.
Yep. What could say? I will lower grocery prices my first day of the president. Why don't you lower them right now? So this is Kamala gets roasted hilariously, promising to lower prices if elected president. So it's Kamala HQ is what was the Twitter account, posted a video of Vice President Kamala boldly promising to bring down prices if elected president. And it wasn't too long before the internet turned her speech into a viral roasting session. So people went off. Too many responses to show. I'm just trying to keep it short. So even some members of Congress joined in. And here's Brian Mast, Representative Brian Mast. He said, Kamala said if elected office, she pledges to bring down prices. Does she not realize she's in office? I thought that was a great.
Now, if Tweedledum did not get you a little bit heated under the collar, we also have Tweedledee.
Oh my gosh, from Minnesota, man. And this guy, let's do a short Tim Walz breakdown. I'm going to just break it down.
It's been 10 days of in-class learning.
I won't forget when you illegally banned physicians from prescribing medications for early treatment, fracturing the doctor-patient relationship. I will never forget being forced out of my job at the VA of 20 years because of the vaccine mandates.
I won't forget when you decided which businesses were essential and which ones weren't.
You shut down stores, malls, zoos, everything, and we couldn't even go outside.
I'll remember when you sent COVID positive patients back to the nursing homes and you chose not to send them to the Bethesda COVID hospital. People died alone.
I won't forget to vote in November.
I will never forget how you closed our churches but left the liquor stores open.
I will remember how you promised us data on masks and you never showed the data.
My child can't wear a mask and I had to pull him from school.
And I remember how you divided us.
People rioted and burnt our cities, and we were not allowed to gather with our families.
I will remember November.
We won't forget November.
I will never forget how you abandoned the most vulnerable Minnesotans by shutting down day programs for disabled adults.
I remember when you blamed Minnesotans when your mitigation strategies failed.
I will remember in November.
You put a limit on people who could come over to your house for Thanksgiving.
I will never wear a mask again.
I will never forget what you did to me and my friends. I will never wear a mask again.
Governor Walz, we are not your one Minnesota. We are real Minnesotans who are worried about our future. And we will remember in November.
Mm.
That's an awesome ad. I mean, the Minnesota people have known this stuff for a long, long time. There's been Medicare fraud, daycare fraud, autism support fraud, workers' compensation fraud. That's just the tip of the iceberg, man. This guy allowed Somali fraudsters to steal a jaw-dropping $250 million of your taxpayer money. This was described as the single biggest COVID scam in American history. And the money was supposed to feed the hungry kids. Instead, the cash mysteriously vanished into luxury cars, real estate, and extravagant trips. So he had like $160,000 was wired to China. $500,000 was paid for a Kenyan lavish apartment. Ilhan Omar even took bribes and donations from him. Took donations from these people. Walz knew it was a scam. He forced the funds. He froze the funds, but then the fraudsters cried racism and he caved. So he let them loot millions more. So one fraudster was even honored with Minnesota's Outstanding Refugee Award. It took federal agents years to step in long after Walz let the plundering continue. 3 years later, she was indicted. So this is just a quick breakdown of the failure of Tim Walz. He failed to stop this, just like he failed to stop the riots of 2020. On Twitter, his wife was talking about how she opened up the doors so she could smell the fires burning. It was crazy. So I haven't even touched on his LGBTQ or his abortion policies. This guy is left of left. And once again, it's judgment, okay? So, and he also lied about his military service. That's coming out. And, you know, he put tampons in male bathrooms, right? So they call him Tampon Tim. So, you know, this will be the most radical presidential ticket in history. So that's yeah, it's crazy.
If you thought that was bad, considering he was basically governor of Minnesota while the largest riots of all time were going on in Minnesota, there's another place that's having some problems, but the reaction is very different than what we're expecting. I speak, of course, of England, in which we are now seeing the entire country, and perhaps starting with England, the world, descend into a dystopian nightmare beyond comprehension. I give you the head of the Ministry of Truth.
Yeah.
Ah. We will throw the full force of the law at people. And whether you're in this country committing crimes on the streets or committing crimes from further afield online, we will come after you.
Talk to me about that, because we would see some high profile.
You want to talk about O'Brien?
Oh, dude.
There's the casting call for O'Brien right there. Give the rats to Julia.
Yeah. Yeah. What's going on in the UK is unprecedented. The sheer rapidity of naked totalitarian onset has rarely been witnessed in modern history. And this is beyond. Yeah. Anybody else think social media posts is a weird thing that the UK to prioritize right now? Yeah. That's crazy. You see the guy that just got, and they're like fast. Guy got 20 months in jail. It's sass. And while the kid who just stabbed the three girls and were stabbed, like, well, really, he stabbed like 13 or 14 people and killed three girls. Yeah, he's still on trial. Yeah.
You know, Ken, I think I found a video of the Metropolitan Chief making an announcement as well here. Let me go ahead and bring that up.
Dem Feind gelungen, die Front in breiter Formation zu durchbrechen. Im Süden hat der Gegner Zossen genommen und stößt auf Stahnsdorf vor. Der Feind operiert jetzt am nördlichen Stadtrand zwischen Frohnau und Pankow und im Osten ist der Feind bis zur Linie Lichtenberg-Marsdorf-Karlshorst gelangt.
Mit dem Angriff Steiners wird das alles in Ordnung kommen.
Mein Führer, Steiner konnte nicht genügend Kräfte für einen Angriff massieren. Der Angriff Steiner ist nicht erfolgt.
Es bleiben im Raum Keitel, Jodl, Krebs und Burgdorf. Das war ein Befehl! Der Angriff Steiners war ein Befehl! Wer sind Sie?
Das hier ist Wagen! Sie meinen Befehl zu widersetzen! So weit ist das also gekommen. Der Militär hat mich verlogen!
Jeder hat mich verlogen, sogar die SS! Die gesamte Generalität ist nichts weiter als ein Haufen niederträchtiger, treuloser Feiglinge!
Mein Führer, ich kann nicht zulassen, dass die Soldaten, die für Sie verbringen...
Feiglinge! Verräter, Versager!
Mein Führer, was Sie da sagen, ist ungeheuerlich.
Die Generalität ist das Geschmeiß des Deutschen.
But it seems to be a parallel, Ken.
Oh my gosh! The guy was like, man, these people are just demonic. They're animated by something. Yeah, they're animated by something. You can see it, and it's just it's not right. Yeah, Maranatha.
Absolutely, Maranatha. Please come, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Finally, we have a video. I say finally because we are at almost an hour right now.
We are. Oh, wow. Wow.
Kamala Harris discussing her plans for clean energy. And I just want you to know, I've been hard up, so I had to take an extra job. So I actually you know, the White House asked me to do a little bit of work as a signer.
That's awesome.
Think about the impact on something like public health. When we invest in clean energy and electric vehicles and reduce population, more of our children can breathe clean air and drink clean water.
Not many That's what we got to look forward to.
Not many people know this, but I never studied sign language at all.
Yeah, that was good. I knew what you were saying.
It just comes natural. It just comes natural to me.
That's awesome. I knew what you were saying. I knew exactly what you were saying. Yeah, man. So you want to give me the two quick stories?
Yes, let's.
Former YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki died of cancer. I don't know if you saw that. And yeah,
went to get her reward.
Yep, she went to get a reward. That's what you get. Yeah. And then also tonight was President Trump on X. So there was a DDoS attack on the website, but it came through. I listened to it for a little bit and before we had the tape. But that was apparently supposed to break the internet. Maybe there's so many people on that it did break the internet. So who knows? Because Elon's got 190 million and then Trump's at about 90 million followers. So that would even, that might have broke it. I don't know. But anyway, that was on tonight. So, and there was a lot of things. There were people just following me. They're putting up what he was saying and stuff. So it was pretty crazy stuff. So if you want to listen to it, it seemed pretty interesting what Elon was saying. So some of the things that he said were really crazy. We're good crazy in a good way. He's like, I'm not, I'm not a conservative. I'm not a liberal. He's totally centered. He goes, if you want a better life, though, you guys will vote for Trump. Yeah. So, but that's what we've said multiple times. I don't think he's, I have problems with Trump, just like Jacob does. I'm right there with him. I'm a realist.
We all have problems with Trump, but yeah, as far as choosing between a noose and maybe some temporary pain, I'll go with temporary pain every single time.
Yeah.
My verse for the week, Ken, is Luke 9:48. The Spirit seemed to be leading me to this passage. Then he said to them, whoever welcomes this little child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. For it is the one who is least among you all who is the greatest. I just want to kind of point out, in this world, everyone, at least in the West, especially during the age of social media, they are trying to position themselves to be the greatest, much like the apostles were trying to position themselves to be the greatest. Everywhere you go, you see people promoting themselves, trying to make them especially in LA, you look everywhere. You see people driving luxury cars, and you find out that they can barely afford the lease on it, and they're living in a hovel. Everyone is trying to promote themselves and make themselves out to be more than me, more than they really are. Yeah. And I just want to say it. What Christ is saying there, the one who is the least among you will be the greatest. The servant, the person who's humble of heart, God elevates. The people that seek to do God's will. And what's God's will for your life? To walk humbly with him. So I just want to encourage you, approach your faith like a child. I know it's hard to keep your innocence in an age like this. But at the same time, how good is it that you have a heavenly Father who wants to shield you from these things in a way with his word, with promises that he gives you that don't fear. You look throughout the Bible, you see great men surrounded by turmoil, but yet they trusted that God was going to deliver them. Trust that. Trust that God will deliver us, the United States, Great Britain, Israel, everywhere. Trust that the Lord is going to deliver us. Especially pray for that deliverance.
Amen.
Ken, I give you the last words tonight.
I just want to thank God for his word and allowing us to live in this prophetic time of history. And I just pray that he helps us to be wise and to be able to help others understand what's going on. And if I pray that you bless us this week, each week, and give us the opportunities to share the gospel. That's it, man. Just give us the opportunities. Because time is short, man. Time is short.
Yes. Amen. Thank you so much for watching another episode of Ken's Corner. Ken, I'll talk to you later. I'll see you this weekend.
You got it? I'll see you this weekend. Yay. All right, brother.
God bless.
All right.